It's 12:03 as the news continues on WBAL, and I'm Scott Wyckoff here in Baltimore along North Charles Street at 20th Street. And that's the sound of water rushing down city block after city block of Charles Street after a 60-inch water main broke this morning here under the road, sending water more than 2 feet high at times down the street and into business after business.
Absolutely torrential. It was like a rainstorm that didn't happen. It's just water coming up from the ground in just incredible proportions. It looked like a river was rowing through it. It was like just, the water's on, guys. You needed a boat, a canoe, some type of watercraft to make this thing happen.
Susan owns Metro Gallery, an art gallery right here at the bottom of the hill along Charles Street, where the rushing water filled her gallery at the foot of Landvale.
It was pretty crazy. When I got here, I guess there was about a foot of water in the street, and I had to drive around to wade over to the gallery. I was mainly concerned about the artwork. I wasn't sure how high up the water got in here. But I was able to get in and dam up the door as best I can. It was pretty crazy.
And what was the water like when it was flowing down Charles Street?
It was loud. It was like a river. It was pretty nuts. I've seen the Jones Falls down near Mount Washington when it floods, and it looked a lot like that.
Didn't look anything like Charles Street. Looked more like the Jones Falls?
Yes, definitely.
And that's a wetback soaking up some of the water here in her art gallery. And Department of Public Works Chief Al Fox says the task at hand now is getting the water shut off here along Charles Street and starting the long road to recovery and repair, as this badly damaged stretch of Charles Street will be closed for a time between Penn Station and North Avenue.
Well, the biggest challenge is to first of all, make sure that we can respond as quickly as possible, shut down the water, so that we can get in there and down into the ground to find out exactly where the leak is coming from. You know, right now it's pretty obvious where the leak is coming from when you see the pool of water coming up. But a 60-inch main is very difficult to repair. So we got some good crews. We got a good bureau head that will try to get it repaired as quickly as possible.
It's devastating. It's really upsetting. I work in a business down that way, so I just wanted to come and check out what was going on, and this is just shocking.
Along a flooded out Charles Street, north of the JFX and Penn Station, I'm Scott Wyckoff.